Here we go on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject. And I got this out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill, where he suggested everyone should read aloud something for 10 minutes every day enthusiastically. This builds the habit of talking enthusiastically, which is a good thing to have. Anyway, I'm recording this on my Zoom H8. I'm running Phantom Power. It is on batteries, so I'm using my traditional mic, and I'm running it through this to see how it goes for two reasons. One, to see how it works for doing a portable solution for recording a podcast where it sounds good. And two, our power went out. It's going to be out for 2 hours, and this might be a short episode. I probably will get cut off because even though there's fresh batteries in here, I have to run Phantom Power to my mic, and it seems to be draining the batteries quite quickly. I went from 2 bars to now just 1 bar. So we'll see how it goes. Rambling aside, I wanted to talk enthusiastically today about editing photos. It's a fun process. I really enjoy it. And if you're not aware, most photos you see out on social media, on web pages, anywhere, in magazines, they've all been edited for the most part. Like, I think, you know, there's a small amount of people who legitimately put all their effort into making the perfect photo without having to edit it at all. But most people do edit their photos. There's just certain things about digital cameras where it's to get the best picture you want, or to get what you actually saw with your how you imagine seeing the picture, you have to edit and touch up the photo a bit, if that makes sense. So it's like, you know, like if you go see a sunrise, that's a great example. You go watch a sunrise and then you take a picture of it, and then the picture doesn't look anything like what you saw. It's like, well, it was like more colorful, more vibrant, the pinks were brighter. And there are different things that adjust how that looks on your camera. So for starters, like say the colors don't look right, well, most people shoot their camera and it's called auto white balance. Even your phone does this. I have the Pixel 6, and it has, when you're using the camera, it actually has a little slider. When you like tap to focus, there's a slider that pops up on the left that lets you adjust the color balance, so that makes it warmer or colder. And so, like, phones do it, digital cameras do it. You can manually set that and adjust it, and that changes how your photo looks. Just that one thing, and you can adjust that in post-processing using Lightroom or Photoshop or GIMP. If anyone's a good old GIMP user, if you haven't heard of it, it's an open source image editor. Think of it like a free Photoshop built by, you know, people who are software developers that like editing photos. They wanted a free thing to do Photoshop stuff. So that it's out there. It's GIMP. It's an open source free project. A lot harder to use than Photoshop, because Adobe's spent a lot of time in making their interface more user-friendly. They have a lot of crazy new features where it's like artificial intelligence editing. Like, it's really weird. You can put a photo in there and say, hey, make it look like winter, and it'll adjust the colors and the white balance to look like winter. It's weird. It does work. It takes a certain type of photo to look right. Like, if you had a person in there, it would look way weird. But landscape photos can look fine. They look great like it, and it's crazy. So anyway, white balance, that's one thing. That's usually the most common thing I have to adjust for my sunset photos. And you know, I also increase the saturation. So the saturation is the amount of color in the photo. So if you bump that up, that in combination with your white balance is going to get that visual, you know, representation of what you saw versus the camera. And for like professional digital cameras, DSLRs, mirrorless, what have you, they're goal is really that's why there's the setting to shoot raw photos, and the raw photo just captures all the sensor data. Like, the whole everything the camera picks up is in that raw file. And the point of the camera is to take just like the, you know, a flat image of what's there. So like a as plain and normal as it can. And then you go in and adjust it. You know, you set the contrast and the colors, the white balance, you know, it's part of it to make it look like how you want it. You know, it's more of like an art thing than a documentation stuff. But, you know, like press photographers, they won't use like a diffused flash or anything. They'll use like a head-on flash and just standard settings to get the most accurate picture to what like your physical eye see. So it's like a copy of everything without any adjustments. So there's a different thing. But I'm talking about like photography, making a beautiful photo. You set up your photo how you want to do it, whether it's a location, a thing, a stuff, you know, little bee, little flower, all that, and you can adjust it in post-processing, and it's fun. It's like making your own art piece. So say, you know, a common thing is like with a flower, maybe your green background of like the grass and whatnot, maybe it doesn't go well with your orange flower. And then so you could just like adjust the color of the background to make it more like maybe a tealy bluey green color with that vibrant orange flower, and that you can really adjust the mood. So the power of editing photos lets you set the mood and the tone for your photos. And that's kind of how you can play around, and you'll get to a point where you like a certain look, and you'll notice you start applying that to all your photos, and that then gives you your own unique kind of look and feel. And when you get to that point where it's like completely consistent, then, and you get like people recognizing your work, you're like, oh, that's a Picasso right there. That's a, you know, they have like that's a Jackson Pollock, you know, it's got a certain feel to it. So that's one way with photography, how you can add your own personal style to everything, and that's through editing photos. Me personally, I like doing basic changes and corrections with Adobe Lightroom. It makes it really easy. I import all my, that's how I organize all my photos. Like, I pull them into there, I'll tag them and keyword them so I can search through my photos. It's a very important thing for me. Like, I'll even like put my chicken names on the keyword, so that lets me select all my photos, type in the chicken name, and then I could do like a photo montage of them growing up. I've done that for Luna, the precious little white chickie, and it's really fun. It's a fun thing. It's a good way to get organized with your photos, because time goes by, your amount of photos accumulates, and if you keep steadily tagging and labeling them, you'll love yourself for it when you're like, oh crap, where's my photo of this, you know, that waterfall in Kansas, when did I do that? And so you could search waterfall, and then if you add locations, you could go by Kansas and just pick it out from there. Anyway, so Lightroom is my favorite for the basics, and then to add like style to it, I use a program called the Nick Collection. The DxO makes it. It originally was like an open source thing called Picnic, then Google bought it and gave it out for free, then DxO bought it and sold it, it went back to Google. Then I went back to DxO. I don't know. It's all over the place. It's stuck with DxO for quite a while, and I love it. It's fun. The number one filter that I like and love and use on every photo, it's called Pro Contrast, and it is amazing. You can adjust the color cast, so it's very critical for macro photos. Even when I edit them and where I think they look great in Lightroom, I'll take that same photo into the Nick Collection and just do that color cast on the Pro Contrast and be like, crap, there's color cast and I couldn't really tell. And the color cast is just a color hue. It's really, if you're looking at a picture for too long, it's hard to recognize it, unless you do like a before after look. But, you know, say you have a table of all green things, like just an assortment, you know, leaves, some peas, some peppers, just all green on a table, and you take a picture of it on a gray table. That table with the auto white balance, it's gonna have a green hue to it, and that's called color cast. And your white balance is usually off, and adjusting your white balance can get rid of that color cast. However, throwing it into this the Nick Collection, the Color Effects Pro 4 is the software. They have just a whole suite of different programs, but I focus on just Color Effects Pro 4 and the Pro Contrast. So you slide that over and boom, the color cast is, it's just a little slider, and you can see it get better and worse. and then you hold the before, there's like a button that shows like before after, and it's amazing. It's wild. It looks so good, and it works great. I absolutely love it. And then the other two sliders, correct contrast, I don't like. It goes a little too far, but the one after that is called dynamic contrast, and it gives like the HDR high dynamic range look. So that basically lets you see the whole depth of the picture. Usually it's kind of, I don't know, it's like faded. When, you know, like you have a big landscape photo of mountains, you see like it kind of fades as you go through the photo. You know, maybe the front looks really sharp and crisp and colorful, and then it kind of fades out the further back you go. Well, that dynamic contrast, it gets rid of that, like, that fadey fog feel, and it just makes the whole image pop. It looks like you're, it's weird. I don't know if you've totally seen photos like it, but if you're not sure what that is or how to identify them, just go search HDR photos, HDR landscapes, high dynamic range. A typical way to get that effect in a camera, most newer cameras have a setting buried somewhere in there that's HDR mode. And with the Canon cameras, it'll take three photos, of whatever you have. So you're taking a photo of a sunset, it'll snap three photos, one underexposed, one normal exposed, and one overexposed. And then it puts all three of them together. And then that gives you a wider color range in your photo. You don't have like blown out highlights and dark shadows. It's just like, it's cool. If you've never heard of it or never tried it, take a look at it. It's pretty interesting and fun. And that's another editing thing you can do. You don't have to take the three photos, stack them together. You can edit it in post-processing as long as it's not too over or underexposed. And that's another reason why I like shooting in RAW, like RAW files. If you underexpose or overexpose, you can still typically salvage that photo with the power of editing and, you know, that having all that data in that nice large RAW file. So that's a fun thing, but there's all sorts of exciting things you can do. And that Color Effects Pro 4 from the Nik collection is super, super fun. I love it. It has all these little tools. You can get crazy with it. Another favorite one I like for my macro photography, it's called Detail Extractor, and it enhances the detail, and it works great. And you can put little points of where you want the effect on your photo. So typically, I'll open a bug photo and I'll put the detail extractor on each of its eyes, maybe on its head where it has hair, and that just makes that detail pop more. And then I'll do the pro contrast to get the color right. I make it pop even more. And then there's another fun one called the Glamour Glow, and it adds like this soft glow, and it kind of balances the harshness of the detail extractor. So it's like you still see the detail, but then you soften it and make it look a little more pleasant. And then you can add that. And that Glamour Glow also has a temperature slider. So you can make it look warmer or colder. And you can get the feel of your photo just by moving that one little thing. I love it. It's so fun. But there are tons of ways to edit photos. Another great free editor that I use a lot and I really like is the Instagram editor. When you go to make a post, it works so good. Like there's a feature just like the detail extractor I was talking about in the Nik collection in the Instagram editor, and it's just called Structure. So if you tap on Structure and you adjust that slider, it's going to make details pop really good. And I think it actually works better than the Nik collection detail extractor. I don't know how it works, but I've taken a photo where I've used the detail extractor and thought it looked sharp and amazing and super crispy. And then I opened it in the Instagram editor, moved that structure up, and it looked outstanding. It's like even more detailed. It's like, how is that possible? But it wasn't like over the top where it looked fake. So that's fun. But yeah, anyway, there is so many options of editing your photos. If you don't edit your photos, give it a try. Start maybe with just using the photo editing apps on social media, like the Instagram editor. Facebook has one, but it's not as good, so it's weird. But you could start there. Maybe you have Photoshop and you've never really played with it. It's good. Like, YouTube a few tutorials on like how to edit photos. There's plenty out there. And I even have a video showing, it's old, but it's still still the same process that I use today. The software's upgraded a few versions, however, not a whole lot's changed. They just add like some more filters, and I don't like their predefined filters, and it's like, why am I paying extra money for like the same thing? I think they're just trying to get more money. I'm fine supporting their project because I like it and I don't want it to go away, but I'd like to see more innovation in that software suite. But yeah, you can check out the Nick Collection. They have a free trial. You can play with it. Google Photos has an editor for free if you have an Android phone. Most phones have an image editor. Like, if you just open an image, I've never tried on Apple, but I'm certain they have a way to edit photos easily on there. And the two big things to make a huge difference in your photos are adjusting the contrast and then the white balance. And I guess the third thing is your saturation. You know, you take the saturation all the way away, it turns into a black and white photo, which is fun. It's its own thing. And you go all the way the other time, and it's just like hyper crazy colorful. It's super exciting. But yeah, so give photo editing a try. And yeah, that's all for this one. We will catch you later. Whee! Yep, see ya.